Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, our Advent series. At the beginning of Luke's Gospel, as the coming of Christ draws near, a number of folks begin to burst forth in song. We could rightly call them the first Christmas songs. Yesterday we looked at Elizabeth's song, and today we'll look at Mary's song, the Magnificat, a song that teaches us to magnify the Lord. Now, to magnify is to make bigger, so how do you magnify an infinite God? Well, when I was a boy, I had a microscope that would magnify small things so they appear very large. But I also had a telescope that would make things that were very large, like stars and planets, but look small with these eyes. It made them larger, made them appear more as they were. The telescope is a better illustration because God is large, but we struggle to see Him at times, don't we? We tend to make ourselves, our problems, and our world really big, and make God out to be very small. So like Mary, we need to train our telescopes on Him, as she does in Luke 1:46. She sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." Mary magnifies God by training her lens on His might, on His holiness. But if you stop at God's might and holiness, that's actually not good news for us sinners. So Mary then turns to God's mercy, and that's the very note she even ends on. Mary magnifies the merciful God who is faithful to save His people. Mary looks back on God's promise to Abraham and His mercy to Israel when they needed help. She sees that God is merciful to those who fear Him. A question we need to ask ourselves: do you fear your holy, mighty God? Then rejoice. You're going to be all right. It is those who don't fear God, those who make much of themselves, they're in trouble. The coming of this Son is God's way of putting all those who magnify themselves on notice. A revolution is coming to earth through this child that will change everything, or better, has changed everything. Notice how Mary speaks in the past tense about total transformation, as though it's already done. The proud are scattered, the mighty toppled, the humble exalted, the hungry filled. Are you frustrated with prideful people in your life? Don't magnify them. You frustrated with corrupt politicians? Don't magnify them. You wish you had more money? Don't magnify it. That is not what it's about anymore. And this is what Mary sees. The coming of this Son guarantees that a reversal is as good as done. Is that what you see as Christmas draws near? I'll confess I don't. Do you see pretty decorations? Mary sees princes destroyed. Do you see holiday festivities? Mary sees humanity flipped. Do you see Christmas traditions? Mary sees cosmic transformation. Mary's Christmas carol sees God magnified in His might, His holiness, and mercy, and putting all things to right and bringing joy to His own. Dietrich Bonhoeffer describes her song like this: "It is at once the most passionate, the wildest, one might even say the most revolutionary Advent hymn ever sung. This is not the gentle, tender, dreamy Mary whom we sometimes see in paintings. This song has none of the sweet, nostalgic, or even playful tones of some of our Christmas carols. Instead, it is a hard, strong, inexorable song about the power of God and the powerlessness of humankind." I encourage you to make Mary's song your song this Advent season. to view God as so big that everything He has promised is already done even as we wait, that the not yet of the glory to come has broken into the already now of our lives today, so we can rejoice no matter what faces us going forward. Let's be known as a people celebrating God's victory in Christ before it even happens. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are a God who is pleased to exalt us that we might exalt You. We confess we magnify so many things instead of You, the only one worthy of all our praise. We pray You send Your Spirit this week that we might have the eyes Mary had, experience the joy that Mary experienced, and sing the song of praise to You that she sang. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.